We're home. I'll take that piece of cloth off your eyes now. I had to blindfold you, so you wouldn't remember the way back easily. You were a hunter, weren't you? I saw you checking your traps when I ambushed you. Not that I couldn't have beat you in a fair fight. I simply didn't want to have to hurt you in the struggle. You men are so fragile. In any case, you won't have to hunt anymore. It's a job for a woman. A real woman like me. Tough, strong, agile, perceptive. A man's duty is to stay at home and tend to it, and wait for his wife to bring freshly slain game back. Are you confused? You've even stopped struggling. I am an Amazoness, and this is my village. From now on, it's your home. You'll be my husband. And there will be a big feast tonight, in honor of my wedding. Open your eyes, look. All my sisters have come to greet us. It's not too common that one of us manages to capture a man. I've seen 11 weddings in my life. You have no idea how much it made me want to finally have my own. You're beginning to understand what's going to happen now, aren't you? There's distress on your face, yet your body is telling a different story. It's only natural for a man to be attracted to a powerful woman, even if he doesn't realize it yet. I'll take your gag out now, just don't bother screaming for help. There's no one around except me and my sisters to hear. What's that? You say you have a fiancé back home? Forget her! Firstly, your home is here now, not there. Secondly, just look at me and tell me you still want her over me. Look. Look! See the tone of muscle in my body. Lithe, yet immensely powerful. The tan of my skin. Tough, yet smooth. Used to being open to the elements. Look how firm my warm tits are. How they radiate raw femininity. Trace your gaze along my battle wounds and see how they point at my core, drawing power from the center of my passion. You need a real woman, like me, not her. And don't argue now. I can clearly see your cock agrees with me. You don't have to listen to a man to know his desires. You need me. You want me. Let's not waste time, then. Here is our wedding bed, made of the softest furs in the village. For our little man's comfort. Lie down. Let's get rid of those clothes you're wearing. Oh, stop struggling, will you? You should already know I can easily overpower you. Besides, it's not like I'm going to hurt you. The opposite, rather. I'll make you feel better than your weakling girlfriend ever could. There we go. I can pin both your arms down with one hand. That leaves me with one free to guide you inside me. And that feels divine. Your cock is better than anything I felt before. Mine, oh, mine. Look at your face now. Not so displeased anymore, are you? Oh, does it feel good inside me? Inside my tight, hot womanhood? Inside my pussy? It's gonna feel even better once I flex muscles down there. No, it's tight. No human woman could ever envelop you as tightly as I can. Now, you better not come too early. Because I'm not stopping for you. Yeah. See? See how hungrily some of my sisters watch? A few of them are even playing with their nipples under their breastplates and reaching under their loincloths. Without a husband of their own, they have to settle for rubbing themselves off watching us. Tomorrow, they'll hunt better, fight fiercer, spurred by my example. So that one day soon, they can ride a hard, long, inviting cock. Just like me. Yes, moan for me, my husband. Moan for me, my husband. I knew you'd begin to enjoy it. Ready to put your hands to better use? I'll release them. Yeah. That's it, good boy. Grab handfuls of my breasts. Knead them. Sink your delicate man fingers into the softest parts of my body. Pinch my nipples. Feel them hard as arrowheads under your fingertips. Pinch harder! I can take it. I can take anything you want to give me, little one. I'm so much stronger than you. Doesn't my pussy feel fucking amazing around you? My abs clenching tight at each thrust. I'm drooling on you. Marking you in front of all of my sisters. They're watching your cock slide into my pussy, and they're loving it. Yeah. Are you close already? I can't blame you. No man would last long his first time with a real woman. No. No, don't try to hold it. It won't work anyway. I'll ride you faster. Squeeze your cock as hard as I can. I'll rip your orgasm out by force. Come for me. Come. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spill your seed deep inside me. Fuck. Seeing you thrash in pleasure is the hottest thing ever. Almost enough to make me climax with you. Almost. Yes, yeah, I know. You're too sensitive now. Just bear with it. It's only a dozen seconds. Knead the furs under you and squirm if you have to. I'm not letting you go. I did warn you I won't be stopping. I can feel how wet your cum has made my insides. Slippery and moist. Feel how fertile my pussy is. You're gonna breed me and breed me. I'm gonna keep you as my beautiful husband, my beautiful livestock, to use whenever I want. I'm getting close. Fuck. Xenia of the Artemis tribe, claim this man as my husband and swear to provide for him, protect him, and love him until eternity ends. I'm gonna... Ares, thank you for your blessings. How are you, my love? Still conscious? Good. There's plenty of time until the feast is due. Let's not waste any. For as long as your cock is hard, and my hips still have strength, we are not tired enough to stop.